about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You know, you just shake your head in wonderment. You know, we're hearing this breaking news of a little third grader. We're talking 8-year-old girl, little third grader, who's in critical condition after being shot at her grade school in Washington State by another third grader. What is going on? We have third graders shooting third. We shouldn't have high school students, anybody shooting anybody. But we're talking the third grade. My kid's in the third grade. You know, I visited his class today. Some of them were picking their nose. Some of them were making farting sounds. These kids, I couldn't imagine seeing them walk into school with a firearm and actually using it. Anyway, this just in, 8-year-old girl's in critical condition after being shot today at Armin Jauer Elementary School in Bremerton, Washington. The injured third grader is Amina Bowman. She's a cute little thing. Was airlifted to Harborview Medical Center. She underwent surgery just minutes after arriving. She made it through exploratory surgery, but apparently faces additional surgery. They believe she was shot in the arm, and then the bullet continued into her side, but they said it did miss all the vital organs. Hopefully, this is all we have right now. The other student was taken into custody, and a gun was recovered. Right now, we believe the other kid is in third grade, also is 9 years old. They believe it's an accident. Jeez, we're talking third graders. What do third graders do? What third graders, do they still like Dora? No. Well, Sesame Street, I still thought Sesame Street was cool in the third grade. I forget what I liked. Smurfs in the third grade? I don't know. So anyway, school's on lockdown. Police did a sweep of the school, taking the student into custody. This is just amazingly scary. The elementary school is about 400 students, serves kindergarten through fifth grade. They will reopen tomorrow, having counselors to talk to students, teachers, and parents. You need metal detectors. Police are still investigating how a child could have had a loaded weapon, actually brought it into the classroom, pulled it out, shot. Where the heck was the teacher? Apparently, Brady Campaign, a national gun control advocacy group, said the state does not require trigger locks for guns and lacks laws to prevent child access to firearms. This just absolutely blows my mind. I'm sorry, I'm reading this as we go. People who are against guns, you know, want gun control, you know they're going to, definitely cite this one as a reason for, you know, there be protection. I just don't understand the parents. I don't understand the teacher. I don't understand this kid. What the heck happened? I mean, I think we all have a right to have a gun. We all have a right to bear arms and protect ourselves. But we have got to figure out a way to not let these kids get into these guns. You know, there was a case. Gosh, there was a story. It was a couple months ago where a child found a gun in his toy box. When he looked at it, pulled the trigger and shot himself. Now, you wonder, was it the cleaning lady that found dad's gun, but the gun looked like a toy, so she put it in the toy box? I mean, what is going on with parents? What are they doing? Now, in order to get, I know in Nevada, you have to go through major training, hours upon hours of training, of safety and cleaning and the laws. You know, I don't know. I mean, I would definitely be for more training. I would definitely be for more requirements to take classes. I mean, we need to do something. And again, I love the idea of locks and certain safety locks of these, as long as, again, if you need to unlock it and do what you need to do, you can. You guys heard about this case I talked about today where a gentleman in Northern California had called the police because there was a trespasser just hanging out on their house, on their lawn. And the police said, no, sorry, we're too busy. We got to deal with the occupy. protests, so they were dispatched. Well, so the man decided to go to the local fire station. Nobody there could help because they were also out because of the Occupy protest. So he comes back, and the assailant, who's 40 years younger than him, drags him to the bushes, beats him to death while the wife is sitting there screaming, watching this whole thing happen. So she calls the police again to help. Finally, the police dispatch somebody, but the man's already dead. You know, this is where this whole gun control issue is tough. I mean, we need to be able to protect ourselves. We know that. I mean, we have to be able to protect ourselves. What happened, you know, to this gentleman is just, I mean, it sickens you that he couldn't protect himself. Nobody could do something, and they had to. They would have had to take law into their own hands. The cops wouldn't come. The cops wouldn't come because they had to deal with the Occupy protest. The Occupy protesters were apparently using up all the reserves. I don't know why there weren't any extra cops. I'm not sure really what happened with the latest protest, why all the cops were being used and there were no other first responders available. But, you know, an example like that is where, you know, if I was the wife, I'd be taking out the gun. I'd be firing some warning shots, and that'd be damn close to this guy. Or I would just go out there and say, get the hell off my husband, and I will shoot. There is no way I would let something like this happen. But then here you got the story where you have an 8-year-old. I mean, I don't know where he got this loaded weapon. If it was from the parents, if it was from bad guys, he said, hey, go take this into the school and shoot somebody. I don't know. We don't know what happened. But kids should not be getting a hold of guns. So, you know, this controversy is going to be going back and forth for decades, and they need to come up with safety measures. They need to come up with training. But again, you know, we could argue about this until the day is long. We need to know what the heck happened. Okay. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are live, so please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Call now, anything you want to talk about, 1-877-362-3254. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. Coming right back, more news. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the unvitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now, the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a working with wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry. Sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, I know many of you are looking for a job, and it sounds like there's a hospital in Sweden looking for nurses. But you can't just be any nurse. You have to also be hot. Literally, they are looking for hot nurses. From what I understand, all right, it is a hospital in Stockholm has published a job advertisement trying to attract nurses who are both qualified and quote-unquote TV series hot. They want to catch people's attention. They're looking, they say, to recruit competent nurses above all, but we wanted to stick out a bit with our advertising campaign, and we managed to do that. This is the manager, Jorgen Andersson, of the Stockholm South General Södersjukhuset. All right. Okay, I guess that's the hospital. You will be motivated, professional, and have a sense of humor. And, of course, you will be TV series hot or a solder hipster. Throw in a nurse's education, and you're welcome to seek a summer job at Söderjukhuset's emergency department. We want people to be curious and have a little imagination. Okay, first of all, I mean, a hospital doesn't need to have sexy employees. They really don't, okay? Hospitals, you're going to get people coming to you. If you have a good location, you don't have a huge wait in your ER, you don't need to have sexy staff. Now, yes, I have worked for companies where the head boss wanted good-looking employees. You know, I mean, you can't discriminate against age. You can't discriminate against color, race, religious belief. You can't discriminate against any of that. However, we see it all the time. Employers discriminate against looks, and they will hire the better looking because they feel that better looking people will be able to sell. And it's just one of those, I mean, it's spoken about, but it's just one of those understood things. I mean, right now we're seeing that a lot, you know, in my current city where younger, more attractive people are being hired and the older people, less attractive, are getting booted out. Okay, if you have very attractive staff, customers are going to be happy. I really don't get this with this whole hospital thing. I'd be really, really nervous, you know, right? You come in and your nurse is one of those, you know, like they have in the, you know, the pinup nurses where it's a low cut, you know, and a short skirt nursing outfit. Really, you're going to put my central line in? I'm going to trust you? How can you see with the boobs in the way? I want someone who's flat-chested putting in my central line. Thank you. So, anyway, luckily this hospital is in Sweden, so we don't have to worry about running into anybody and their boobies. Okay, now, story came out today. Well, not a story, but a recommendation that all of us adults should get the whooping cough shot, the pertussis. U.S. health experts recommended today that all adults get vaccinated against whooping cough. Now, we've talked about whooping cough. It's a bacterial disease that causes uncontrollable coughing, and it really puts infants at risk. Now, they usually don't get the pertussis vaccine until 2 months old, the DTP. They don't get the, and they may not be fully protected even after they get through, their childhood vaccines. Now, they say many of us adults are carriers and spreaders of this. So if we don't want to give it to a child who's unvaccinated or immune, we should vaccinate ourselves. Now, a lot of adults are like, what? I got to start getting vaccines again. Come on. What's going on here? Well, you know, keep in mind, you're already getting your tetanus booster. You have to get your tetanus booster every 10 years. So what they're now doing to make it easy is they're putting the pertussis in with the tetanus. So now you have the DTP or the DTaP. So when you're getting your tetanus booster, just make sure it has a pertussis so you get it at the same time. They've been safe. I haven't heard of any problems. But they're saying in 2010, more than 21,000 people in the U.S. got whooping cough, the highest number since 2005, one of the highest numbers in more than 50 years. The outbreak in California that happened about a year and a half ago sickened more than 9,000 people and killed 10 infants. It scared the heck out of everybody. Was the highest rate of illness in that state recorded since 1947. Now, it makes a sound. We call it a whooping cough because these kids make a very, very weird sound. Sometimes it's high-pitched. Sometimes it's, like, barky. All right? Sometimes it's weird. It's, it's different than croup. Croup is a lot more barky. Whooping cough, it just kind of sounds like a whoop. Croup is more barky, so I don't want to, but honestly, I've seen whooping cough patients, they're just coughing, sounds like a bark to me, all right, and like I said, these children are starting to get vaccinated at the two-month mark, but they may not have the immunity, and now they're saying, we got to just revaccinate these kids even in high school, because the immunity isn't lasting, so if we're going to revaccinate kids in high school, what about those of us that went to high school a couple years ago? So they're going to have us probably now start getting this. But like I said, we're already recommending tetanus. So if you're getting your tetanus, most likely these adult tetanus shots are going to have the pertussis with it. And in fact, I'm going to be calling my medical supplier to make sure that our now adult tetanus will have the pertussis with it. If not already, got to double check to see where we're at with that. Okay? So, whew. All right, I know. People are like, what? Okay, well, here's another thing that made me go, what? They say looking at a car crash could be good for your health. A professor in North Carolina at Wake Forest University says that if you do see an accident and you see the suffering or death, etc., then you will actually bring home the value of your own life and loved ones and actually realize the beauty of life. Do you guys believe that? I mean, I know when I see a scary movie and somebody dies, I go and I go, oh, my God, I love you guys. I love you guys. So, yeah, I guess, you know, but anyway. All right. Professor's kind of handsome. Okay, so let me see. Where did he get his data? Is this even a real study? It says Carl Jung discussed something like this. There's a fine line between destruction and empathizing. He said, if you look at a car accident by the road, hopefully you think about the suffering of others and feel relieved. You don't seek out other accidents. You don't dwell on it. Someone who seeks out pain, suffering, and catastrophe as his main purpose in life can lead to depression. It leads to insensitivity, to being less sensitive to the meaning of catastrophe and a bleak life. So what they want, or what he's suggesting, is when you see something bad and horrible, all right, you learn something from it. Now, you know, it's interesting. I don't see a lot of TV, but one of the television shows I watch is Glee. I like Glee. And I have to admit, they did a very good job last night. For those of you that are TiVoing it, you may want to plug your ears. But for those of you that have seen it, they touched upon a lot of subjects. They touched upon bullying, touched upon gay students feeling bullied, trying to commit suicide. They also touched upon texting while driving. And I don't want to ruin this for you, but at the end, somebody gets into a pretty horrific accident, it looks like. It was very well done how they did this while they were texting. And so, you know, when we go back to, you know, when we went to school, like driver's ed, I don't know about you guys, but in my driver's ed, that was probably one of the most morbid classes I ever took, because they made you see movie after movie and video after video of accidents, kids being decapitated, drunk driving, mangled, etc. And, I mean, it frightened the heck out of me. And those images, I can't get out of my mind. And they did that because they want you to think and be more careful. And that's what Glee did. You know, Glee showed somebody, you know, doing a suicide attempt, somebody getting into an accident, you know, while texting. And they're hoping that these kids would, you know, go, okay, wait a second, this could cause harm. But then we forget. We get happy, we get comfortable with our lives, and then we do stupid things again. Well, maybe we need constant reminders. You know, maybe we do. I mean, honestly, I know there's a lot of people, they leave their guns hanging around, you know, the house. You know, in fact, one of the gentlemen that was doing training for the CCW said, you know, look, I have adult kids, but, you know, I sleep with the gun next to me. I mean, my gun is always with me. I set it next to me all the time. So, I mean, you know, people don't usually lock up their guns. They have their guns around, et cetera. So, you know, maybe like with this, you know, third grade case, et cetera, you know, maybe if there's any bad situation, you could take a silver lining out of it and use it to educate others on safety. And, I, you know, personally, I like to find silver linings to anything, any horrible story. You know, like this horrible story of a third grader getting shot. You know, how could you think of anything good out of that? Well, maybe the only thing good out of it is, you know, parents are going to get knocked some sense into them where they got to keep their guns away from the kids. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show live. Please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, for any of you that have been following Seinfeld, remember Mr. Krueger? He was George Costanza's boss, right? I guess for the Yankees. And I guess he's also in Malcolm in the Middle. Well, apparently he tried to shoot himself in the head this week. And he put the gun to his temple and it shot him. But he was coherent enough to call 911 and say, I just shot myself in the head. So he's right now in critical condition. We don't know why he tried to commit suicide. We have no idea what his status is, but just, wow, just absolutely creepy. Creepy. I hope he gets through this. You guys, you'd have to look at the picture to be able to recognize him. I didn't know who Mr. Krueger was, but then I remember there was kind of this flippant boss that George had. Again, it was years ago. I guess also kind of creepy. I guess Britney Spears may be joining the X Factor and being a judge. I thought you had to have talent. So I'm a little confused there. Bobby Brown. There was Bobby Brown drama at Whitney's funeral. Remember, everybody was like, really? We're going to have Bobby Brown at Whitney's funeral? You know, and they said the family didn't want him. The family wanted him, actually had room for him to sit. And I remember he came late. I think he came and he got there once it started. But then I guess he also brought kids, you know, his kids from other marriages, and there weren't enough room for all of them. And they had to get up and then sit down and move. And anyway, he got mad and left. So, yeah, drama. Looks like the Academy Awards may have some drama. You know how Sacha Baron Cohen, you know, the one that did Borat and Bruno. Well, he now has this new movie, Dictator, where he's dressed as a Middle Eastern dictator. Well, he wants to come to the Oscars dressed as that. And they're afraid he's going to do a very similar stunt like he did when his groin was, I guess, thrown into Justin Timberlake's face, or was it Eminem's face? That's right. Eminem was so mad because he had Sacha Baron Cohen's groin in his face. Right. So the Academy Awards like, no, can we please keep it clean? Can we please keep it clean? So anyway, that is your Hollywood drama. Now, there's drama, of course, in Washington, D.C. I guess enough to allow them to be on the top list of cheaters. Washington, D.C. apparently tops the list for being the best city for cheaters. I guess many successful people are in a position to cheat. And I guess people who live in Washington, D.C. Are more, I guess, of the successful nature, I guess, you know, because they're politicians and they're, you know, they have jobs. There's not as much unemployment in Washington, D.C. as there is with other places. But let me see who else is on the list here. I'm trying to see if they gave us a list. What does this say? They say Washington, D.C. No. They don't give us the list of the top five. I thought I heard Oklahoma City was also in this. All right, well, I'll find that out. Who cares, right? Really? Really? No, that doesn't mean go and move there so you can cheat. It doesn't mean there's women there, you know, wanting you. It just means it looks like somebody did some sort of a survey and looked at different cities. I don't think Las Vegas was anywhere near that, to be honest. I don't think it was. All right, now, if you are going to be walking your dog and you think you're going to be getting mugged, you may want to have some money on you. All right. There was a gentleman who was walking his dog and a robber came up to him at knife point. Okay. This occurred in New York, I believe. And oh my God, you got to see this little puppy. So the owner, Darren Carey, was walking near Baldwin and Dennis streets, right? When a man on a bicycle approached him and his dog, Toby, a little Shih Tzu, and said he was going to stab him if he didn't give him his wallet. Well, Mr. Carey said, look, I don't have my wallet. I'm walking my dog. So the robber said, give me your dog. And took the dog. So he rode off with the dog inside his raincoat. And now Mr. Carey is trying to find the dog. So he has all these posters all over the place saying, if you find the dog, please. So you see, just make sure you have some money on you for the robbers. Just do. Just know they're going to come. You don't have to have your whole wallet. You don't have to have your whole wallet. In fact, I think it's a great idea. Keep the wallet at home. Keep your credit cards, anything important, right? But just have some money. So you can say, I got $20. That's all I took. Give them something. Or they will take your kid, or they will take your dog. Okay? Remember, these people are kooky. They're kooky people. Kooky people. Okay. Now, speaking of kooky, apparently there's an animal that scientists think really deserve to go extinct. Okay, this is kind of interesting. All right, you have many animals out there. They say pandas, rhinos, mountain gorillas, and I'm getting this from Daily Mail, who are on the verge of extinction. But they say no creature is quite as incompetent as the cockapoo. All right, now the cockapoo, kind of a chubby parrot, is really disinterested in sex. The female parrots really don't like having sex. Maybe they have sex every couple years. Now, researchers have been trying to make them horny by eating or giving them food. They say when a cockapoo eats, she may be a little bit more inclined for sex, but other than that, no, doesn't want it. And then they say the male kind of bungles around and isn't even able to find a distinguished suitable partner. He may go up to an angry possum or go up to a predator, try to mate with them and get eaten. So they say that these animals are pretty stupid. Now, for now, I guess they are dwindling in numbers to the point where I believe they think there's only 124 left on Earth. Now, okay, well, what about eating? Okay, if the, you know, female species gets a little bit more amorous when she eats, all right, just start feeding her. Well, they don't eat anything but fruit from the rimu tree. And this fruit from the Rimu tree only comes in season, comes into season once every 4 years. So apparently these animals were able to breed with their low sex life and with their poor diet and do well until foreign ships brought predators like rats and possums, cats, etc. So now, after hundreds of years, they've had issues. So there's only 124 left. So conservationists now are trying to fix the problem. They also are seeing that the majority of chicks that these cockapoos give birth to are male. So we're not even getting a diverse amount. So I guess when they die, there's going to be a problem. Now, the males, of course, try to get attention by crying at the top of their voices. This really confuses any females, even if they're interested. So they basically keep their legs closed and nothing happens. So that's your science news. Yet, you look at snakes and serpents who have been around since the dawn of time. Snakes, right? I guess they breed, they eat, they burrow, they have absolutely no problems. In fact, it looks like there is a new species that's been found called the Chickalidae, right? Apparently, researchers have found a new species of a miniature deadly snake. They call it a legless amphibian, and it was published today in the Journal of Royal Society of London. It's ugly. I am looking at this sucker, and it is ugly. All right, and I'm trying to see if it has any distinguishing characteristics. Isn't that weird? How do they know? Honestly, all snakes to me look the same. They're all slithering. They're all wet. They're on the ground, and they scare me. I don't know how these people get close to it. Well, anyway, you got smart animals, then you got animals that may not survive. What are you going to do? All right, well, you'll survive because you listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. You guys are fighters, Darwinian selection. You know what's good talk radio, don't you? All right, we are live. I want to hear from you. Call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be back after break.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right, so there's a woman in England who has only eaten cheese pizza for 31 years. And doctors are now telling her she's probably going to die if she doesn't eat something else. Claire Simmons of Notting Hill, West London, 33 years old, gags if she puts anything in her mouth but cheese pizza. You try to bring other food up to her, anything, chocolate, hamburger, she shakes her head, and she won't do it. Apparently, this is called selective eating disorder. Right? They're selective what they want to eat. And they say it's increasing her risk of a stroke or heart attack in later life. Of course it is. She's not getting anything. I mean, I guess tomato sauce. I mean, she may be getting a little protein. She's getting her four food groups, roughly. There's any protein in the cheese, the dairy in the cheese, the tomato sauce, and the crust. That's four food groups, but no vitamins. I mean, hardly any. She says that she keeps herself healthy and exercises and drinks a lot of water. But my GP says I'm storing up many problems for future due to lack of vitamins and minerals and could lead to a stroke or heart attack. Well, then put something else in your mouth. Jeez, selective eating disorder. I mean, you know, I do like to select, all right? I do like to select chocolate. Yeah, I do. And so somebody could say I'm selecting chocolate a little too much. But, I mean, I still eat other things. I mean, you know, I just sometimes select wrong foods. Okay, let's get to some medical headlines. So, just to recap some of today's top stories, radiation has been detected 400 miles off the Japanese coast. Now, remember the Fukushima power plant disaster that happened in May. A tsunami, earthquake tsunami that followed caused much leakage of nuclear radiation from the Fukushima plant. Radioactive water went into the ocean. Now, they have been watching and trying to test and keep an eye on how much radiation and what's been going on with that. Now, the cesium-137, which we've talked about on my show many times, has a very long half-life. This cesium-137 can stay around for a long time. And what's worse is it could accumulate in food. When the Chernobyl incident occurred back in the 80s, the nuclear fallout did cause, you know, casualties and many issues, but more of the cancer cases occurred because of people eating the livestock. And the livestock had picked up the cesium-137. It accumulated in the food and the muscle and the milk. And then when people around Chernobyl and surrounding countries, even as far as England, right, imbibed or took in these the cesium, they then were prone to leukemia. Now, what they say is even though the water right now that they've been testing in the Pacific Ocean has 1,000 times more cesium than levels prior, they say it is still a heck of a lot lower than what could cause damage, you know, or the legal health limit. All right. Now, of course, we're not over the hump, right? You know, plankton is picking this up, fish, etc. We don't know, again, what the sequelae could be. We don't know if just a little cesium could hurt people. You know, that it's not predictable, but for the most part, they said we're good. It's still far enough low us to worry. Nobody has to panic about the fish, and they're going to keep an eye on things. But it's just, you know, it just reminds us that even though that was almost a year ago, this is, well, 9 months ago, I should say, you know, the fallout from it could stay for years. The half-life of cesium-137 is 30 years. So this is just, it's very, very scary stuff. Very scary stuff. Okay. Now, I know a lot of you are scared of colonoscopies. Today, article came out saying, don't be, colonoscopies are fine. And in fact, they save lives. Colonoscopies remove the polyps that could possibly turn to cancer. And they found that of all the cancer screening tests, colonoscopies are probably one of the most life-saving because they actually remove polyps as opposed to just taking pictures like a mammogram does or just looking at blood tests like the PSA does. So what's going to happen is they're going to hopefully continue recommending. I'm hoping insurance will pay for it. That would be nice. That would be nice if insurance pays for it. I was taught, and I still am being told by the gastroenterologist, we recommend every 5 years a colonoscopy. If you had any polyps or any issues, they'll probably say every 2 years. If you're high risk, probably every 3 years. If you aren't at risk, rather than waiting till you're 50, many sources are saying start at 45, at age 45. So talk to your doctor, talk to them about your risks, and come up with a plan. I'm a huge fan of colonoscopies, absolutely huge fan. Okay, looks like there's some breaking news. They say in Colorado, another victim of the Listeria outbreak. All right, Mike Hauser just died from the Colorado cantaloupe Listeria outbreak that started in the fall. They believe that it was over, that the 30 deaths or the 33 deaths it had caused, it was over. But I guess now the death toll is up to 34. People have miscarried. Many people got sick. Apparently, he fell ill in September, and he just couldn't recoup. Again, this is deadly. This is breaking news here. Bill, he is an attorney. No, let me, I'm sorry, I'm reading this right now. Mike Hauser, I'm sorry, okay. Mike Hauser, apparently, how old is he? 68. You see, they say elderly Listeria victims. I hate to think 68 is elderly. I mean, I think many of you guys in your 60s are still middle-aged, considering we got people living until their 90s plus. But in this particular case, him being 68 was just made him too vulnerable, and he succumbed to the disease. Apparently, he was in seizures, a coma. You'd think this was over. Now, of course, the FDA is going to, you know, ask for more money to get more staff. Where they had linked the Listeria outbreak was to Jensen Farms in Colorado. They linked it to the washing and packing equipment. They saw that they thought that the outbreak was due to lack of bacteria-killing solution in the wash water, as well as dirty water pooling on and around a potato sorting machine. All right? Remember they had talked about, or we had talked about, cars would drive through this contaminated water. People would step on it and then go into the fields. I don't know. I mean, a bunch of things went wrong. But it's just horrifying to think that, again, another death. Okay. Let me see what else has happened that I want to review. You know, there's a couple stories I think I want to bring up tomorrow. Apparently, they found that women really like men with testosterone, but they don't like stressed out men. So we're going to kind of, you know, women like the Brad Pitts, but they don't want people like, who is the guy from Taxi? The one that was really annoying, yelling at everybody. Why can't I think of his name? Married to Real Pearlman. I can't think of his, I don't know why I can't think of his name. I'll figure it out. But anyway, women don't like that kind of man. They want people calm. They want people sexy. They want people with abs. Also in the news, they said we need to really understand the link between migraines and depression. They say women who have migraines are 40% more likely to become depressed, even after the pain has stopped. Now, many women suffer from migraines, and they're painful. I mean, migraines, they're absolutely horrible. But we need to, as family members, as doctors, as coworkers, be able to identify people that could be at risk for depression. I mean, look, the character from Seinfeld, you know, tried to commit suicide. You know, people, you know, can hurt themselves. And migraine sufferers could be at higher risk. And again, you know, it's hard because whenever somebody tries to hurt themselves, you're like, oh my gosh, how could that have happened? You know, that's crazy. You know, I never saw it coming. Well, maybe some of these people don't really display their depression or their anxiety. You know, I've talked about this. You know, many men that have ulcers and stomach problems, that could be a sign of depression or anxiety. It's just they internalize it. And many women, which I've said on my show multiple times, internalize it and have migraines. So it could be a sign that something deeper is going on. All right, guys, great show. I cannot wait to talk to you again tomorrow. If you have any questions, email me at drdahlia.com or call our answer line at 1-877-DocDahlia, and we will play it on air. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter and listen to me on demand 24/7 if you can. Take care. Peace out.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.